Welcome to Report to the Principal's Office, Chats and Snacks with me, Miss Gross, a Davison Avenue Intermediate School podcast featuring the awesome students and staff of the Malvern School District. Enjoy! Good morning and welcome back to the podcast. Today I have Michael, a fifth grader here at Davison Avenue. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Miss Gross.
I am so happy that you joined me today.
So happy that you invited me here.
Let's tell everyone that today we're snacking on...
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour, but delicious.
Yep.
Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners? Tell us about yourself.
So my name is Michael Angelo Aragona, and it's weird because my middle name is like the Ninja Turtle and the artist, and I live in Malvern, and I usually go to my grandma's house sometimes to like spend time there, eat stuff, and usually play with my friends.
What's your favorite subject here in Davison?
Science, because like I would like to be an engineer and a scientist. And my mom and grandma said that if you be an engineer, you can get lots of money.
So that's a career goal for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of engineer you want to be?
A gaming engineer and like Apple.
Ooh, you want to work for Apple?
Yeah.
You're into gaming? Any of your favorite games you want to share with us?
I like Fortnite, Minecraft, kind of like Minecraft. And I like, and I used to like Skylanders, now I don't anymore. And on the school tablet, I actually like Bloxels.
Bloxels is a good one. We introduced that a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about Bloxels for anyone who's never used it.
So there's like two Bloxels games. There's one like an arcade and there's another one that you can build. So I'm going to tell you that. So the first one was from 2016, I think. But that one's like the best. You can build any single character and you can use the tablet and you can use the like stuff that they gave you for it. And the new one that came out is like an arcade. Like back in 2020, we were in quarantine, and kids would like play that. So that would be like a good like arcade if you want to go to like arcade and stuff.
You bring up a really good point about kids using technology during quarantine.
Yes.
Did you explore or find any new apps or games that you really enjoyed while you were spending all that time at home?
Not really, but I would usually play Fortnite Chapter 2, Season 2, but, like, here's the thing about Fortnite I like. They change the season. They don't just put, like, the game. They just, like, change the season, and they put, like skins in the game, too.
So they update it as the seasons change?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Michael, what a lot of our listeners don't know is that you have a double experience with school this year.
Mm-hmm.
You started the school year as a virtual learner, and then you returned to the building as an in-person learner. Can you tell us about your virtual learning experience? What was great about being a virtual learner?
What was great about it was, like I would, like, see my friends and stuff, and for lunch we'd have, like, free time, and I would usually play my Switch and probably color. But in school, I like to go to school because I can actually see my friends and I can talk to them and say, how you doing and stuff. Because when I was homeschool, it wasn't really that fun, but it was cool.
So one of the biggest challenges was being alone without having friends to see in person.
Yeah.
On April 5th, we have a lot of our virtual learners coming back to the building. Since you've done this before, do you have advice for our kids that are returning to school?
Yes. So what you have to do is your parents have to go on this app, and they have to, like the app asks you questions, and your parents have to fill that out. And if they don't, then when you put the card in the...
In the scanner?
In the scanner, then it'll just, like... do like an error sound, and you have to go by the side, and you have to do it, or someone will call your parents, and then like they'll tell them to like mom's doing it or dad's doing it for you.
So that's a good piece of advice. Remember to fill out the questionnaire. Anything mm-hmm. else?
And don't be scared to come back because, like, it's going to be fun when you come back to school because, like, I know kids say school is boring, but it's really not because, like, I really like this school and it's, like, the best school ever.
That makes me really happy, Michael.
Thank
you. You might want to also remind everybody to wear
a mask.
Absolutely.
Because then if you don't wear a mask, then we have to go back to going back home. And I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, I know. That was really tough. But we have all of the safety measures in place. We keep a distance. We wear a mask. Everyone fills out the questionnaire. And then everyone feels pretty safe and healthy, I think.
Yes.
We are just days away from spring break. What are your plans, Michael?
So I'm probably just going to go back to American Dream Mall and go to the DreamWorks Water Park. It's like really big, but I went to the Nickelodeon Universe and I really like the roller coasters, but my mom does not. But I like to go upside down and I like to see how like up I am. And I'm never scared of roller coasters. I'm like a fun guy. I'm not like a person that's like scared of roller coasters. I used to be. Now I'm not.
How'd you overcome that fear?
Because of one time. I think it was in a water park called Cannibalback. It's like really fun, the water park. And I went in this thing and we went upside down and then we just kept on going until we went in the water. And then that's how I overcome the fear of roller coasters.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're a brave kid.
Yep. I am really brave. My mom says that I'm brave all the time.
Now, spring is a time for hope and renewal and fresh starts. What is your hope for the spring season here at Davison Avenue?
That everyone goes outside and everyone plays their favorite sport like basketball, baseball. I'm really good at baseball. Me and my friend went to the park on Sunday and we were practicing, but he's not really that good, so I'm trying to, like, you know, like, teach him the steps that my grandpa taught me for baseball.
You sound like a good friend, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
We always end the podcast with a joke. You got one for me, Michael?
Yes. Where did Mario Kart's cart go when he parked it in the wrong place?
I don't know. Where did it go?
It got towed.
Good one. Michael, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me here.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Report to the Principal's Office. Have a great day.